2014 has been named the hottest year on record. And during his State of the Union speech, President Obama made a passionate plea for the need to address climate change. But some fields are beginning to see adapting to climate change as a more practical approach. Philadelphia's park managers are working to keep the city's 5,600 acres of trees alive as temperatures rise, and they're bumping up against a conservation controversy along the way. Carolyn Beeler has this story.
Philadelphia's forests are big enough to fill Center City four times. For many years, forest managers have tried to make those forests, from Fairmount Park to Pennypack, look more like they did before industrialization.
We have always tried to recreate the forests of the past.
That's Joan Blaustein, head of urban forestry at the Philadelphia Parks Department.
Bring back the species and the density of early 20th century forests, which meant planting certain species and removing certain species that weren't native at that particular time.
This restoration paradigm has always governed the field of conservation biology, but today it's changing.
We know that things are going to get warmer and wetter much more quickly than ecosystems have been able to adapt to those changes ever before. We need to anticipate what the conditions are going to be 100 years from now rather than trying to restore to 100 years ago.
That's what brought me and Blaustein to Cobbs Creek Park in West Philadelphia. It's the site of one of three 30-acre test plots in the city where Blaustein's team is designing a forest for a warming world. We walk to the test plot down a muddy path rutted by heavy machinery and flanked by downed trees.
We're in the clearing phase, which means we're going to take down trees that are either dead or hazardous and remove all the invasive vines and other growth so that we can then replant with things that we want to encourage.
There's a crew cutting down trees to our right to make room for new species.
We're going to be experimenting with some more southern species. Sometimes.
The city will plant southern chestnut oak and bald cypress, native to warmer climates, not Pennsylvania.
And some species that are more native here but are just at the northern end of their range.
Like the southern red oak and red mulberry. These new trees will be planted in the fall, but for now, the activity is all around what's being cleared and what's being saved by Blaustein's crews.
Hey, Kurt, it's Joan. How you doing? Where are you guys?
Farther along the path, we find a second work crew removing an invasive plant called Devil's Walking Stick. The Natural Lands Restoration Manager, Tom Whitmer, says they're leaving a stand of yellow buckeyes, which normally they would have chopped down.
We decided for this site to actually protect pockets of them to see, okay, how does this behave? How does it survive? Does it reproduce? Does it become problematic? So it gives us a chance to really look at it in a more controlled way.
The idea is that the buckeye and those newly planted southern species might survive and take the place of native trees that die in warming temperatures. Here, sugar maple, hemlock, and basswood are some trees that are at risk. This approach, though, it's controversial.
Well, I don't know about public opinion, but there's a huge divide among conservation biologists.
That's Daniel Simberloff, an outspoken critic of the kinds of management strategies Philadelphia is testing. He says non-native species could die quickly, or the opposite, spread like wildfire and choke out other species. Also, he argues transplanting species may just be useless.
I'm far from convinced that species won't get there on their own as climate changes through normal seed dispersal.
In national parks, think Yellowstone and Yosemite, forest managers are also planning for climate change, but with a lighter touch. That's according to Nicholas Fisichelli, an ecologist with the Park System's Climate Change Response Group.
Some intensive management interventions that are appropriate on some lands may not be appropriate on park lands, where protection and conservation are the primary goals.
They are focusing on making forests healthier overall.
So for parks, reducing non-climate stressors, that includes non-native species such as tree pests and diseases and plants. And the idea here is that you reduce these non-climate stressors so that native species are better able to adapt to shifting conditions.
Somewhere between Philadelphia's tree experiments and the more hands-off national park strategy sits Chicago's management plan. The City Park District's Kathy Breitenbach says they're planting lots of different types of trees, so most of them will survive, no matter what so-called global weirding does to the city.
We don't really know what may happen. We're expecting more extreme heat in the summer, but also perhaps cold in the winter. And by diversifying, we have a better chance that we won't lose large numbers of trees, whatever may happen.
Breitenbach says prairie grasses are changing too.
We've changed the specs for when we do seeding in the natural areas so that we will only accept seed from where we are or to the south. We will no longer accept any seed from areas north of us.
There's not much on-the-ground evidence that the strategies Joan Blaustein is trying in Philadelphia will work. But that's why it's an experiment, she says. And she thinks trying something different is better than sticking with the status quo.
We can't have a pristine mix of only historical species because there are a lot of species that are going to do very well in the future, and we can't just clear-cut them away because they don't belong here. They do important work, and we need to accept that fact and not fight it anymore.
Tomorrow, even more than today, Blaustein says, we'll need trees to sequester carbon, prevent erosion, and regulate temperature.
Our ability as a species to survive are going to depend on the work that these forests do.
In 5 years, Blaustein hopes the early results of her experimental test plots will give her an idea of which new trees to plant citywide. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Buehler.